Okay, we are picking up on Mem Chesem Abeis. We are about nine lines from the bottom. So we just finished the story of Shaul, and we talked about how the ladies had wanted to engage him in longer conversation because he was a very handsome man. But the point of the story was that from there you learned that. But they said that Shmuel Hanavi wouldn't admit that no one was going to eat anything until Shmuel made a brach on it. So from there you see that you're supposed to make a brach before you eat something. So now the Gemara is going to go through some other things to ask how you know that you're supposed to make a brach on it before you do it. So Gemara says, we're picking up, it says, we only know that you're supposed to, make a bracha over food. How do you know that you're supposed to make a bracha before you start learning Torah? So I'm Rabbi Shmuel, he says, if you're going to make a bracha on something that's temporary, meaning if you're making a bracha, we prove that you're going to make a bracha on food, which is only something that's temporary. So for something that's going to give you eternal life, by learning Torah, for sure you'd make a bracha on that before you start learning it. You don't need to learn out from that kavach omer, you can learn from the pasuk. Harihi omer, it says in the pasuk, as we said, ala aretz atov asher nasan lach. Ulahalanu omer, and later on it says, ve'etne lecha es luchos ha'evan v'atar v'mitzvah. So again, we're going to make a gzera shava that we're going to, from the word nasan lach, which is talking about food, and ve'etne lecha, which is talking about was talking about the Torah. So we'll make a gzera shava to say that just like you make a bracha before you eat food, the gzera shava tells you from the similar words that you also make a bracha before you start learning Torah. Ramer Omer, Shem Shemivarich Al Hatova, Kach Mivarich Al Ra. How do you know that the same way that you make a bracha when something good happens to you, how do you know that you're also, when you say Baruch Hatova Meitiv, how do you know that you're also supposed to make a bracha when something bad or something that is seemingly bad happens? How do you know that you're supposed to make a bracha then also? Tamil Omer, it says, Asher Nasan Lacha Hashem Lakach, which Hashem your God gave you. Dayanecha, is that he's your judge, and it's referring to that whenever it's again Hashem has the name Yudkei Vavkei, which is usually referred to as Midas Arachamim, and then there's Elokim, which is referred to as Midas Adim, which is the God of judgment. So which is a harsher judge, meaning that there's not a Rachmanus that's playing into it. There's no mercy that's playing into it. It's just cold hard facts. So it says that it says in the pasuk Shenasan Olcha Hashem Elokecha. It says the name of Elokecha. So mikan bichal din shadoncha, that in any way that Hashem judges you, bein mida tova, bein mida peronis, whether he's judging you with good or he's judging you again with what seems to be bad, then you're supposed to make a bracha on it when it happens. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, ein otzarach, you don't need to learn out from that either. There's another place you can learn from Hariyomer. It says in the pasuk tova ha tova. So the word tova is extra, because it already said earlier that the land was good. So when it says Hatova again in the second pasuk, so the whole thing is an extra word. So we're able to learn out not only from the word itself, but we can learn out from the word Tova, and we can learn out from the hay that's before it. So we learn Tova Zutora, that the word Tova is telling you that you're going to make a bracha before you learn Torah. V'chein hu omer, and how do we see that Tova is considered Torah? Because it says in the pasuk, ki lekach tov nasati lechem, that I gave you something, I've given you something, a good teaching. So again, Tova is referring to Torah. So you see that you're supposed to, and it says Tova when it refers to benching, so you see you're supposed to make a bracha before you learn Torah. And Hatova, and again, we're learning out from the hay that's before that also. Hatova Zubin Yerushalayim, that's referring to a bracha that you make over the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. V'chein hu omer, and it says in the pasuk, Hahar Hatov Hazev Halvanon, that it says that this mountain, which is good, again, the word Hatova, and we're learning out a Gzera Shava from one to the other, that you make a bracha before you, referring to Yerushalayim, so you make a bracha on that also on the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go into various aspects on the wording that we have in benching, what you are required to say, how you're supposed to start the brachos, how you're supposed to finish the brachos, and what concepts are supposed to be in those brachos that you're saying. So Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Yezer Omer, Kol Shelo Omer Eretz Chem Datov Rechava Birchas Haaretz. Whoever doesn't say in the bracha of No Dilcha, that he says that it's a good land, it's a very wide land. If you don't mention those words in the bracha of No Dilcha, which we do again, that's the text that we have in the bracha for benching right now, that is what we are saying. Umalchus Beis David Bibonu Yerushalayim, and if someone doesn't mention about the Malchus of David HaMelech in the bracha of Rachem Noor, which finishes off with Uvnei Yerushalayim Yerakadosh Meher V'Yameinu, Lo Yatzidei Chavasu, then you have not fulfilled your obligation of what you're supposed to be saying in benching. Nachum Nachum HaZaken Omer, Tzarech Sheyizkor Ba Bris, you have to mention the word Bris, again, which we say, Rab Rischa Shechasamta Bivsarenu, and Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzarech Sheyizkor Ba Torah, you also have to mention Torah, which we incorporate all of these things. This is the standard text that we have in benching right now. And Plemo Omer, Plemo said, which is again, it's a very unusual Amor, we don't hear his name very often, but he says, Tzarech Sheyaktin Bris La Torah, you have to say the Bris, that Rabbarischa Shechasamta Bivsarenu, you have to mention Val Torah Shimadatan. You mentioned that before Torah. Why? Because Shazu Nitna Bashalish Brisos, because this Torah was given with Bris three times. And Rashi says it's referring to there are three places that the Torah was given to Yisrael. One was by Har Sinai / Ohel Moed, which is really counting as one time. And the other, and one is by Har Grizim, and the other one is in Arvos Moab. So, but it says three times, it says the word Bris in reference to Torah. And turning to Mem Tesamud Aleph, Vizu Nitna B'yil Gimel Brisos. But by the Bris Mila, the whole Parsha of the Bris Ben Absarim that Hashem had with Avram Avinu, there it says in those psukim, if you go back and count it, it says the word bris 13 times. So since that's more, you say, so that's why we say bris before, because if you think about it, bris is just one mitzvah of the Torah, and we say v'abris shechasam tev sereinu, and then we say v'atoras chasimat atonu. Why don't we say Torah first, which is everything, and then bris is one of the mitzvahs that are in the Torah? And the answer is because the word bris was said more times by bris than the word bris was said more by bris milah than it was by Torah. Rav Abba says, Tzarech Sheyomer Ba Hoda Tchila V'Sof, that in the second bracha, when we're talking about the Birchas Ha'aretz, you have to say Hoda both in the beginning and the end, which we do because we say No Delecha, which is the beginning, and then we say Velkal Anachnu Modim Lach. So again, we're saying Hoda, we're giving thanks both in the beginning and the end of the bracha. Someone who's giving less than one, if he's not saying both of them, he shouldn't say less than one. And if someone doesn't mention thanks at all when he's saying the Berachos Haaretz, it's the wrong thing to do. And let's say someone finished off that bracha, instead of saying Al Haaretz Al Hamazon, he said Manchel Artzos. He ended up Manchel Artzos, that he gives over the lands. Or if he said, instead of saying Bonei Barachim of Yishalayim, Amen, he said Umoshia Es Yisrael, because again, each one of these, if you look at the beginning of Rachim, it mentions those words. So you might think that you're going to end it with those words, but if you don't do it in the text that we have set up, Harizabor, that's someone that's just an ignorant person. And the Gemara is going to explain again why we should be saying it that way. And whoever doesn't mention bris and Torah in Nodelcha, u'malchus peisav v'banu Yerushalayim, and about malchus peisav and Yerushalayim, lo yatzi dechavah, so he does not fulfill his obligation for benching. And I heard today when I was preparing for this year, I actually heard that Sfardim apparently say, just like we say by Seder night, we say Kol Shiyotzei Shloshim Dorma Elu HaPesach Eni Yotzei Dechavaso Pesach Matzo Marum. We say them out loud. Apparently, Sfardim, if you look in a Sfardi bencher, it actually says Bris Torah and Malchus Beis David, that they actually say the words like those three words in part of their benching, not just like incorporated into the text of their benching. Okay, so Gemara says, Messiah led Rabbi Loi, the Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Mishum Rabbeinu, Koshalo Amar Bris, Vitara, Babirchas Aretz, Umachos, Pestav, Banu Shalim, Lo Yatzade Chavaso, again, which we just said before, you're not Yotze if you don't mention those three things in the benching. Okay, now we're going to go a little bit into the discussion of the fourth bracha, Atova Meitiv, and it's going to come back a little bit to what we had discussed, whether the bracha Atova Meitiv is Dorais or Drabanan. So, Pligiba Abiyosi ben Dostoyev Rabbanon. Chad Amar Hatova Meitiv Sricha Malchus, that Hatova Meitiv has to say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You have to say those three words, that you are the God of the world. You know, so you're going to declare the Malchus of Hashem. Chad Amar Eino Sricha Malchus, you would just say, Baruch Ata Hashem HaKelavino Malkeinu Adirenu Barenu. You would not say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So, Manda Amar Sricha Malchus, according to the one that says that you need Malchus, which is the way that we do it now, he holds that the fourth bracha of Hatova Meitiv is only Drabanan, okay, which we have established that already over the last few days. We've established that it's machlokas, but it is clearly Drabanan. For example, because we said that workers don't have to, you know, when they have to get back to work, they're able to drop that fourth bracha. If it was Doraisa, we wouldn't let them drop it. So he holds that if you say Elokeinu Melechom, he holds it's Rabbanon. And since it's Rabbanon, we said that we had this concept, we said, of Bracha Smucha L'Chaverta, that you don't need to have Baruch Atah Hashem in the beginning of all the brachos. Like, for example, you say Hazanas Ha'olam Kulobu to Baruch Atah Hashem Hazanas HaKol, and then you go straight into No Delecha. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem, No Delecha Hashem Elokeinu, right? Why? Because we said Bracha Smucha L'Chaverta. When you have all the brachos are on the same theme, one piggybacks onto the other one. I don't say piggyback when you're talking about benching, but you have one that really relies on the other one. So yeah, that's it's really right. But so therefore it must be, as we've said, that if you have a separate bracha for Hatova Meitiv, for Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adonai Bareinu, it must be that bracha is Drabbanan. Because if not, why are you starting a new Baruch Atah Hashem? It should just be going back on the other brachas of benching. And the one that says you don't need to say malchus, but you just say Baruch Atah Hashem, Akel Avinu Malkeinu, Kasever Deraisa, he said it's Deraisa, and therefore it's really relying on the earlier brachos that we had of Hazanas Ha'olam, and that's why you don't need to have a new bracha stating the malchus of Hashem. Okay, next Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. Malchus Mevin Yerushalayim. What is the ending that someone has with Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Amir, Moshiach Yisrael. You say, Yisrael. So Gemara asks, Moshiach Yisrael in Bini Yerushalayim Lo, you only say that he saves Yisrael. You don't talk about the fact that he's building Yerushalayim. The whole bracha is Uvnei Yerushalayim. You're talking about rebuilding Yerushalayim. So why wouldn't you mention that? The Gemara answers, Ela Ema, Af Moshiach Yisrael, you say both. That you say Moshiach Yisrael and Bonei Yerushalayim. That Hashem is the one that saves Yisrael, and he also builds Yerushalayim. Rabbi Baravuna Ikla Beresh Galusa, he went to the house of Beresh Galusa, Pasach Bechada V'sayim Betarti. So he only said, he started with one thing and he finished with the other. Meaning he said, Rachim Na Hashem Elokeinu Ay Yisrael Amecha. And then he didn't say Vayu Shalayim Yirachi. He only said one, but he finished with two things that when he got to the end of the bracha, he said, Bonei Barachamav Umoshiach Yisrael. Okay, so like he said both, so he started with one concept when in Rachim, but he skipped the other things. And then when he finished the bracha, he said two things. So Amar Rav Chizah said to him, Gevurta lemechta matarti. Why are you finishing with two? It's not the right. It's not a good thing to be finishing with two. Vatani Rabbi Omer ein chos b'mishtayim, that you're not supposed to finish off with two things. Why? The Gemara is going to explain now. The reason why is that you don't do it is because ein osin mitzvos chavilos. You're not supposed to make mitzvos into bundles. Okay, if you make a mitzvah into a bundle, it seems like you just want to get everything over with at one time. So you try to get as many things as possible at one time. I think Rabbi Silverman once mentioned, maybe at the Sefer Chassidus, you know, he says you have a guy that comes into davening and he finishes daf yomi and he finishes being maver sedra, and by the time davening's over, he's already finished like everything that he has to do for the day with his learning. You're not supposed to just throw everything into a jumble together, but you're supposed to make, because then it seems like it's a burden to you and you just want to get it over with as quickly as possible. The idea is that you want to have, you have a special chavivus, you have a special dearness that you have for each and every mitzvah. So therefore, you're not supposed to do two separate subjects. It's okay to do one subject and make a bracha, right? You're not supposed to take two subjects and mix them together, because that's going to look like you just want to get everything over with as quickly as possible. So Gemara says, it's going to ask a question on this now. Gufa, Rebbe Yomer, Ein Chosmin B'Shtayim. You're not supposed to finish off, like we said, with two subjects. For example, again, we shouldn't say Moshiach Yisrael Ubani Yerushalayim, which are two separate things. One is Moshiach Yisrael, which is saving Yisrael, which is saving the Jews. And the other one is Bani Yerushalayim, which is talking about Binyan, which is talking about, you know, the construction of Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, Eitzvi Leivle Rebbe, how could you say that you're not supposed to finish off on two separate subjects? In benching, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem al ha'aretz v'al ha'mazon. You thank Hashem for the land, and you thank Him for the food that we got, which is two separate things. One's talking about land, one's talking about food. It's two separate subjects. More answers. No, it's one that leads into the other. It's Eretz Demafka Mazon. It's the land which produces food. So therefore, it's not like two separate subjects. It's really one subject that just talks about different aspects of it. Then the Gemara says, okay, so the next thing is when you make a bracha for an alamichya, so you answer and you say ala aretz ala peiros. Again, you're talking about one is for the land, one is for the fruits, two separate things. The Gemara answers, same thing, eretz mafka peiros. It's the land which produces fruit, so it's really one subject matter. The Gemara asks again, if we say, when we're talking about in Kiddush, we say, mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim, that mekadosh Yisrael, which is one subject matter, and Azmanim, which is talking about the Yomtiv seasons, which is a completely separate thing. So how can you say that, again, once it's not land and fruit, it's two separate subject matters? My answer is Yisrael de Kachin al Azmanim, that Hashem is Mekadesh Yisrael, which is Mekadesh Tzmanim. Again, that the way that the Yom Tovim come about is that the Beis Din decides when Yom Tov is going to fall out, because they do it when based on the testimony of the witnesses that come and declare that there's a new moon. And once they do that, then they're the ones that set up the calendar. So Mekadesh Yisrael, who sets up the Tzmanim, who sets up when the Yom Tovim are. So I'm going to ask one another question. Mekadesh Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh, when we're davening on Rosh Chodesh, again we say, Mekadesh Yisrael and Rosh Chodesh. And my answer is Yisrael de Kachin al Rosh Chodesh. Same thing, that it's Yisrael, that is Mekadesh, Hashem is Mekadesh Yisrael, which is Mekadesh the time that the month is going to start. So Gemara asks one last question. Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazmanim. We say that when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so then you say a bracha, which we say that Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazmanim. And you can't say that it's the Jews that are Mekadesh Shabbos, because we're not Mekadesh Shabbos, right? Hashem was the one that set up Shabbos. We set up the times for the Yom Tovim. We set up the times for when Rosh Chodesh is going to fall out. But Shabbos is every 7 days. We have nothing to do with that. That was all coming from Hashem. So our answer is, Chutz Mizu, this is the exception to the rule, that really you're not supposed to be separated. You're not supposed to have separate endings, because it looks like you're you just want to get the mitzvahs over with. But this is the exception to the rule. So Gemara asks, Umay Shna, and what's the difference here between that we say here that we say for Bnei Yerushalayim that you're not able to do it to do two separate things, Moshe Yisrael and Bnei Yerushalayim, and over here we could say that you could do it when it says Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazmanim. So our answer is Hachachadahi, because over here it's really one thing, Hasam Tarti, Kachad V'chad Ba'api Nafsha, because really, yes, you're right. Hashem is one that's Mekadesh Shabbos, which is completely separate from what we do for the Yom Tov and for Rosh Chodesh. But we're really saying it's the same concept of being Mekadesh something. Hashem is Mekadesh Shabbos. Hashem is Mekadesh Yisrael. Hashem is Mekadesh the Zmanim. Hashem is Mekadesh Shabbos. Hashem is Mekadesh Yisrael. And we are Mekadesh the Zmanim. So it's really one concept of Kedusha, one concept of bringing holiness into the world. And it's all under one subject matter, as opposed to when we're talking about that you have two separate things, where Moshiach Yisrael and Bnei Yerushalayim, those are two separate things. Okay, and we'll just finish up with this last piece. The time of my ein chos b'mishtayim. And what's the reason that you don't say two separate things, as we said before? The fisheinos mitzvos chavilos, because you're not supposed to make mitzvos into bundles. So therefore, you're supposed to make it again one subject matter for one subject matter, and you're not supposed to combine them together. Okay, we will stop here. Tomorrow night, I didn't see anything from